Good afternoon. So, today I'm going to be talking to you about a literature review that I did to better understand the association between maternal overweight and obesity and breastfeeding duration. And how are we doing this? Is this one working now? Just let me switch that. I have no relationships to disclose. That's going to be loud, sorry. So we know the literature is pretty clear at this point that there are many health benefits to breastfeeding for both infants and their mothers. And some of those include immunities, nutrition, attachment, prevention of ear infections and gastrointestinal disease, reductions in obesity, type 1 and 2 diabetes, asthma, maternal type 2 diabetes, breast and ovarian cancer. And as far as our Healthy People 2010 objectives, we've gotten close to our initiation, but we know that it drops off pretty quickly after that, that duration is still an issue. We also know that worldwide obesity is on the rise, and the World Health Organization projected in 2005 that there are 1.6 billion overweight adults and more than 400 million obese adults and more than 20 million overweight children under the age of 5. And I've put up here the categorizations for BMI by the World Health Organization and Institutes of Medicine. All of the studies that I look at in this review use one of those two categories. They're close but a little bit different. The National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey found that about a third of our population is overweight and obese, and about 6% are extremely obese. And here, the graph up is just shows you that we are far exceeding our Healthy People 2010 target for weight. This graph looks at several different developed nations in terms of obesity. You can see how high these nations are in terms of our overweight and obese populations. And I want to point out that Australia is not too far behind the US in this, and a lot of the studies in this review take place in Australia. So I wanted to show you that. Maternal overweight and obesity have been found to be associated with adverse perinatal and pregnancy-related health outcomes. And in particular, we know that maternal BMI is a strong predictor of overweight and obesity in children. And studies have suggested that breastfeeding duration has a dose-dependent protective effect against childhood overweight, which we've just seen a presentation that kind of suggests some of that. And there's also an association between maternal obesity and the association between maternal obesity and duration of breastfeeding has been less studied. And so that is the purpose of this review, was to understand if there is an association in the literature at this point. So what I did was I searched through PubMed, CINAHL, and the references of the articles that were relevant. And all dates were included through November 2009. You can see the Boolean key terms and operators that I used. The limits were that they had to be on humans and that they needed to be published in English. And the criteria included that the studies needed to be empirical epidemiologic studies and to have examined an association between pre-pregnant maternal obesity or BMI and the duration of breastfeeding, as well as some differentiation of the BMI categories. We could understand the difference between normal weight women and obese women. There were 923 articles that were reviewed, and 20 met the inclusion criteria. The studies were published between 92 and 2009, and most of them have been published in the last 10 years. The sample sizes ranged from 57 to about 37,000. And you can see the geographic location breakdown of the studies that were included in this review. So there were several measures that were important to pay attention to, one of which is that BMI was calculated by maternal self-report, and if, excuse me, in some of the studies, it was extracted from medical records, but even in those cases, it was typically maternal self-report on the medical record. They also used World Health Organization or Institutes of Medicine categories for BMI. Breastfeeding duration was measured by maternal self-report, and breastfeeding duration definitions varied from study to study, and most of them only looked through 6 months, so we still don't really have long-term understanding of the issue. So this is just kind of a quick review of the results, and I'll just let you take a look at that for a second. I broke it down by study design and also study location, you can see on the right-hand side. And so for the studies by that were prospective cohort design, 8 of 9 of them found higher BMI associated with shorter durations of breastfeeding. One study found no association. I'm going to talk about these in a little bit more detail, too. The 4 retrospective cohort studies were all done in the U.S., and all 4 found BMI to be significantly inversely associated with breastfeeding duration. For the cross-sectional studies, 5 of 6 of them found significant association, and 1 did not. And there was 1 case-control study, which is interesting, and I will talk about it a little bit more, that actually found the opposite results, which was that obese women in this study were more likely to breastfeed longer than non-obese women. So I'm going to talk about this a little bit by country, because we have very different demographics and populations, so it's important to kind of understand what these may be, what the differences may be. In Australia, all the studies in Australia found a significant relationship. One study in particular, the relationship was there, but it wasn't statistically significant. So they showed that obese women were less likely to breastfeed at different time points, but the differences were not statistically significant in that study. In Denmark, both the studies did find a significant association. And it's important, there was one finding that I found really interesting and important to note, which was that the average earlier termination of breastfeeding was 4 weeks among obese women in this one particular study. Greece was one of the studies that did not find a significant difference in breastfeeding duration in overweight and obese women compared to normal weight women. And the authors suggest that it's possible that the low prevalence of overweight and obesity in this population could have impacted the results and could also be due to reporting and recall biases. In France, the study in France did find that obese women were less likely to continue full breastfeeding, but they differentiated between full and any breastfeeding, and it was not significant in terms of any breastfeeding. In Russia, no significant differences were found, but the authors mentioned that there's near ubiquitous breastfeeding rates in Russia. It's between 98 and 100%. And so this could explain the difference in this particular region. And as for the United States, most of the studies similarly found an association, but I wanted to mention 2 sort of areas which deal with race and ethnicity, because we have such varying populations in our country. BMI in Hilson and colleagues have done several studies in upstate New York among rural white women, and they did find that BMI was significantly associated with breastfeeding duration in this population. Also, a study done to compare Black and Hispanic women found that there were shorter durations of breastfeeding among pre-pregnant obese Hispanic women, but not among overweight or obese Black women or overweight Hispanic women. So the association was only found among obese Hispanic women. And this is that interesting case control study. They found the opposite. However, it was a very small sample size, and these women were enrolled in a very, very specific study. They all had C-sections. And they were enrolled in a specific breast pumping study, and they had a lot of in-depth breastfeeding support right away. And so that the authors mentioned that that may have influenced why these obese women did so well, because they had that lactation support. So clearly we need more studies. This is only a review of 20. However, there is strong support for a hypothesis going forward that there exists a dose-dependent relationship, inverse relationship, excuse me, between maternal BMI and duration of breastfeeding. There are several measurement issues that I would like to mention, one of which is that further stratification of the obese BMI category may clarify some of the dose response effect of BMI on breastfeeding duration. One of the studies did look at obesity classes 1, 2, and 3, where they break it out a little bit further. Also, we don't really use standard nomenclature for breastfeeding definitions in terms of exclusivity, supplementing, and also some of the complementary foods when we add those in. So future research would benefit if we could all start using the same terms, but I'm sure I'm not the only one that's been suggesting that. Maternal pre-pregnancy weight was also self-reported, which could lead to misclassification biases. And it has been shown that both women and people who are overweight and obese do self-report a lower BMI than is true. However, if weight is actually being underreported, then more women would be misclassified into a lower BMI classification. And so we would maybe be underestimating the impact of obesity on breastfeeding duration. So this result would be even stronger. There are also several gaps in our knowledge. We don't really understand the mechanisms for poor breastfeeding outcomes in this group of women. There are a variety of issues that could be the cause, and range from biological to psychosocial issues. And there, we also need to further explore the disparities by race and ethnicity in the U.S. And also, I think there's a little bit of research being done on this now, but it would be interesting to investigate a possible interaction effect between pre-pregnancy BMI and gestational weight gain on breastfeeding duration. So identifying these trends in the literature supports the need for interventions to reduce obesity in pregnant women, and also to provide obese and overweight women with the extra lactation support that they may need. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-author, Dr. Cecilia Jevitt from the University of South Florida College of Nursing and the Department of Community and Family Health for providing me with financial support to travel here for this presentation. Thank you. I can answer questions. Are there any questions? Yes.
Put in some research in last year, actually, we presented with this forum in terms of weight loss, weight gain versus pre-pregnancy weight. What I find is fascinating, I'm trying to tell weak women, was those who, obese women, pre-pregnant, obese women who lost weight had higher rates of breastfeeding and exclusive breastfeeding. Weight loss, weight gain is an important factor, but in that how well, how early do we counsel them?
Thank you.
I was interested in the Greek study where
right.
And that would suggest to me that the distribution of obese BMI in the Greek population, it would be much more toward the low end of the obesity range because you have fewer people being obese. And if you have a predetermined dose response effect of obesity on duration, then you would expect in populations where fewer of the women were very obese, that you would, that population they were studying, and they were studying where very few women were obese, I would anticipate that their BMIs would be lower.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I'll look into it. I think they noted that their population was unusual.
Did you recall if they indicated anything about the BMI range or the BMI mean? That would be a way of explaining why that one study has what seems like a different outcome. Is there any way to group them together? Breastfeed. So underweight women were less likely, but overweight women were actually the most likely.
They didn't find the association for overweight and obese women, but they did find that there was a negative association between underweight women and breastfeeding duration in that particular study. Yes. Yes, they did combine overweight and obese. That 13.4% was overweight and obese combined. Yes. Thank you.